will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, how the heck could possibly be the first day of fall, autumn, but it is. September 21st, 2018, the Lord's not making another one like it. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us here. Thanks for tuning in. We're expecting Chance for American Survival Wholesale, but I don't know if we've had a connection problem. Chance isn't with us yet. So we'll tread water till he shows up, or we'll go in a different direction. Had a chance to be on a Hagman Report last night. I don't know how many of you got a chance to see that or last night. Man, oh man, I was unleashed. I got unleashed last night. I appreciate Doug and Joe because they gave me a chance to be me, and I went after this whole double standard and human sexuality and how we're letting them get away with it, and we got to stand up. You know, I wrote a commentary the other day, and I never really shared it with a lot of you. Might get to it today, and that was the idea of it's time for us to start fighting like girls. Boy, oh boy, crazy, isn't it? Watch what's going on with Brett Kavanaugh and the lying and the deception and people not understanding the spiritual component of what's going on in America. And I continue to be amazed by the number of people. It can't be anything other than pride. The number of people who were never Trump who still don't get it. I see it all the time. And people are saying, well, yeah, we're being deceived because deep down inside, he's really in the pocket of the Jewish mafia. And he's really, do you guys have any idea the mass number of problems that are laying on this guy's table? Yeah. And I don't know about you. You fix one problem at a time or two at a time, right? You can't take on every stinking issue. It's been 2 years now watching what's going on behind the scenes, or we don't really know what's going on behind the scenes, I guess. A lot of stuff going on. What a time to be alive, man. What a time to be alive. So, I want to start with what I was alluding to in my commentary. Jared, see if you can pull that up there real quick. I think I sent it to you in the stuff from yesterday. There is a war. We've said this before. If Chance doesn't join us here, I'm giving him time to get in here. We're going to turn this thing into a flea flicker Friday. I got to always have a million different directions we could go. The spiritual component of what's going on in America. Remember we spoke yesterday, a couple days ago, about we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Jared, that would be a good thing to do. Let's go to Webster's. Go to Webster's. What's a principality? And is there such a thing as demonic principalities? The king of Persia, it talks about in the scriptures. Principalities and powers. Can you pull that up real quickly there, Jared, at Webster's? Anybody can pipe in here if you got something on your mind. Webster's. There it is. Principality. A sovereignty, supreme ruler, a prince, one invested with sovereignty. The territory of a prince, or the country which gives title to a prince, as the Principality of Wales. Superiority, predominance. In scripture, it's royal, state, or attire. So in Ephesians, when it tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, do you guys know this? What do you think the word would be, the root word of prince? And isn't it in scriptures that we're told, he is called the prince of the power of the air. Well, hang on here, Chance. He says, well, am I supposed to come on some more? Yeah. So maybe we'll get him in. He's a prince of the power of the air, right? So a prince in a general sense is a sovereign, the chief and independent ruler of a nation or a state. Thus, when we speak of the princes of Europe, we're including emperors and kings. Hence, the chief is in general as a prince of the celestial host, a sovereign in a certain territory, one who has the government of a particular state or territory, but holds of a superior to whom he owes certain services, as the princes of German states, the son of a king or an emperor, or the issue of a royal family as princes of the blood. In England, the eldest son, the chief of any body, a chief ruler, prince, the prince of the power of the air. In scripture, this name prince is given to God in Daniel, to Christ, who's called the prince of peace and the prince of life. Wow, some good stuff here. Satan, who is called the prince of this world and prince of the power of the air. So principalities, powers, evil spirits in high places, weapons of our warfare, being not carnal, but mighty through God to the point down strong. So, Coach, what are you saying? I'm saying that in all this stuff that's going on around us, the average Christian, the average churchgoer, the average pastor is missing the spiritual connection to what's going on in Washington, D.C., or the deep state. What does that even mean? What does that even look like? Now, as we spoke about yesterday, do spiritual beings have the ability to intervene or interfere in the things of this world? Do you pray and ask God to send the Holy Spirit to intervene in your life? Well, the question to that is, of course we do. So what do we mean by the prince of the power of the air? Doesn't the prince of the power of the air control the airwaves? Now, hang on a minute. Not ultimately in control, because there is a king above a prince. But being a prince of the power of the air, come on, we're not just talking about the weather, whether it's going to rain or whether the wind's going to blow, not that kind of air. The idea of air gives the impression or the connotation of space. Prince of the power of the air. Jared's on top of it. Atmospheric air, huh? The heavenlies is air. And so if we look at this, where we are with this deep state and what's going on with Kavanaugh, with all these accusations, it's the prince of the power of the air, demonic influences. Hang on a second. This is Chance trying to get in there. Hey, Chance, how you doing?
Blessings, Coach. Blessings. Yeah, I got a message this morning about coming on, but didn't we schedule next Friday and the following Friday?
No, it's supposed to be today and next Friday. We can switch it. I wanted to catch the last two. We're live on the air now. If you can get in, you can get in. If not, we'll do it next week.
I didn't know that, brother. I'm sorry.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Chance.
Okay.
Bye-bye. So Chance will come on next week. So, Coach, what are you saying? I'm saying this, folks. Remember, the Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians that because we rejected the truth, the Lord himself would send a strong delusion that they would believe a lie. Now, time out a minute. How would a delusion come? You got that, Jared? Yeah, you're pulling it up there. Keep going. Yeah, this is good. Okay. And then shall the wicked be revealed, verse 8, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, spirit, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him who's coming after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and then that perish, because they receive not the love of truth. Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved, and for this cause. What cause? And for this cause, because they did not receive the love of the truth, God would send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they might all be damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Okay, now somebody help me here. How would the Lord send a strong delusion? How would, I'm asking. Those of you who don't believe or do believe in spiritual influence, spiritual impact, how could America, how could half of America take serious something that happened when a guy was 17 years old and 15 years old? How could half of America take that seriously? Here's what I say. It's strong delusion. And what does that strong delusion say will happen when the strong delusion comes? They're going to believe a lie. Somebody come on in here. That's where I'm jumping off today. There's a strong delusion. We're watching what's going on. Listen, there's a strong delusion in the church. There's a strong delusion in the church that we can't connect the dots. Why can't we connect the dots? Why is this strong? Why is it in this strong delusion in America today that the church says, oh, well, if we just stay out of everything, if we are not the salt and the light, if we don't invade politics, if we stay out of the schools, if we stay out of government, if we just withdraw from everything, then it'll all straighten itself out. Or it'll just get worse and worse and worse. That, folks, how can the church sit by and watch these things? How can the church sit by and watch our children be lured into homosexuality in the public schools and not say anything about it? How can that possibly be? Well, could it be that we've rejected the truth? Because we've rejected the truth, the Lord himself has sent a strong delusion. We believe a lie. We believe the guy's not capable of being on the Supreme Court of the United States because of something he did when he was 17 years old. We believe that? Somebody help me here. Come on in. Leaf Licker Friday.
36 years old, this charge, this scurrilous charge, and it now is coming from somebody who, talking about the adage, don't throw stones, right, in a glass house. I mean, that house of hers is made of crystal.
It's right.
Yeah, but see, in my opinion, I agree with all that, Benny, but in my opinion, what does that even matter? Why would anybody?
Right.
I got muted. Were you ever 17?
Right.
Were you ever 15? Why would anybody give any credence to anything like that other than what?
There's strong a smear. Delusion. Right.
Strong delusion. We believe a lie.
Amen.
Come on in, somebody.
Well, it's the breakdown of the rule of law. It's the absence of the rule of law. I mean, for 5,000 years, a code of conduct is developed that separated criminal liability and civil liability. But even those are limited by statutes of years. Okay, this goes back to Hammurabi, Rome, everything that we're based upon. So they are eliminating this one by one by one. This is important only because we permit it to be important. Okay, or our gutless leadership does, permits it to be important. It's a lynch mob. Where's Wyatt Earp? Where's Matt Dillon?
Amen,
just stands up and says, you know what? There ain't going to be no hanging tonight. There could be some shooting, but there ain't going to be no hanging.
Yeah, where's Chuck Grassley standing up? Rather than saying that we're going to give these charges credibility, she deserves to be heard, where's Matt Dillon going to stand up and say, hey, boys, the courtroom's done closed. We already had the trial, boys. Sorry about this information, but it just arrived. You arrested him a day too late, right? Right? Why is that? Because, see, as I alluded to last night on Hagman, and as I wrote about yesterday, men in particular are scared of women. Now, you guys do know this, right? You know the story of Jezebel and Ahab. I'm not prepared to go into that today. I mean, I haven't studied it. But you know the story of Ahab. Ahab was a conqueror, right? Ahab was a conqueror until what happened? Until he got scared of his wife. And then when he got scared of his wife, Jezebel, then he lost all of his courage, and Jezebel grabbed all the authority, and Jezebel began to rule. And if you look at what's going on in Christian America today, you look at what's going on across America, men aren't in control. Men may be sitting in positions of authority. The fellas, men aren't in control. Not in the real world, they're not. Not in government, they're not in control. And you think I'm crazy, I'm going to tell you that right now, the only reason that Wyatt Earp hasn't said this case is over is because they're scared of the women. That's the only reason. Now, what do we as Christian men, how do we as Christian men reassert that divine authority? The divine authority given to men, right? And the idea is, as I explained last night on the Hagman Report, how many times do you have to say this? Well, I'm not against women, but why do you have to defend that? Why do you have to say I'm not against women, but? What happened with just the stinking truth that God set man as the head of the family, and it all flows down from that head? I made the point last night on Hagman. For those of you who didn't get a chance to see it, it's a lively half hour. And I made this point. How come men are not trying to invade the bailiwick of women? In other words, go back when I was started coaching in 1975, the thought of a woman playing football was ridiculous. Actually, the thought of a woman being in combat was ridiculous. Actually, the thought of a girl being in the Boy Scouts was ridiculous. I know I'm a Neanderthal, right? But that thought was crazy. And then we began to see that girls wanted to go out for football and they wanted to be kickers. And then girls wanted to get involved. Girls wanted to be cops. And then girls wanted to be soldiers. And then girls wanted all these things. That girls, women invading the bailiwick of men. But on rare occasion, except for rare occasion, men never invading the bailiwick of women. See, if there was really unity, if there was really equality, there would be no women NBA. Because if there was really equality, the men would say, hey, I'm going to go play in the women's NBA. Guys who just weren't quite good enough to make it in the men's NBA, why can't they say, hey, listen, we have a right to play in the women's NBA. We have a right to do that. Or how about this? How come you don't see any major league pitchers that are women? How come women aren't playing in the major leagues? Well, there's one reason why. They're not good enough. They can't throw the ball hard enough. They can't throw it like a man, right? And when was the last time you saw a parade of men lining up to try to be Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders? Why aren't men trying to invade the bailiwick of women? Why is this only one way? Why is it? See, I'm going to tell you the truth. Football would die. No, hang on. Have you guys watched that indoor football league where women play? I can't remember the name of it, but they strip down to real halter tops and real tight pants and bend over, and you can see everything when they bend over. And they try to take women's football, and they dress it up in sex appeal and try to get people to watch it. It's about sex. It isn't about football. But as soon as men want to go play in that game, and men go out there and they're wearing their old jock straps and they're bending over and their old jock straps and their hairy chest, the whole appeal is going to be gone. So the question I'm asking is, when and why haven't men invaded the bailiwick of women? Why? How about today? Why can't I play? Hey, Simon Owen over there in New Zealand. How come you can't play in the women's ladies professional golf? Why do you have to play against the men? If it's really quality, Simon, you ought to be out there making $1 million every week, going out there and kicking the butt of those women. No, there's the LPGA. Why? Well, why are women trying to get into the guys? Do you think I'm crazy? Can't we see what's going on? Can't we see that women, oh man, are trying to elevate themselves by pulling men down?
Hey, Coach, Genesis 3:16. We're living in the curse.
And the curse is what?
Well, it says that the, you know, the curse of the woman, that she will have
Genesis 3:16. Bring it up, Jared.
Yeah, bring it up. Good.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Yeah, I thought you had it right in front of you.
I did. I was
curse
looking
at the woman. He said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
They don't like that.
No. So we see women could not become equal. Guys, listen. We know women aren't as good athletically as men. We know that. And so as I shared last night, imagine that you're 17 years old. Go back 30 years, 40 years. Imagine you're 17 years old and a girl wants to play football. And so they go to the courts, and the courts say, oh, no, you got to let her on that football team. You got to let her on the football. How come they're not letting boys on the girls' volleyball team in the same school? I've always asked that. But so we get this girl on the football team, and then there's a bunch of media. Oh, London High School's got a girl playing, and the Columbus radio stations, TV stations come, and they make a big story. How would you like to be the guy on the other team that has to play against that girl? Are you allowed to go and tackle her? Are you allowed to go and wrap your arms around her, pick her up and pile drive her into the dirt where people go, say, oh, no, you can't do that? Have boys from the time they've been raised been told, hey, don't hit girls, be nice to girls. And now a girl's out on the football field, and what is the guy supposed to do? Is he supposed to go pile drive that girl?
What happens
if a guy catches the football and he's running down the field and some girl comes and knocks him down? He gets up and he looks around. He is so embarrassed that he got knocked down by a girl. See, listen, it hasn't elevated the girl. It's brought the man down. Does anybody see this besides me?
Right. Isaiah 3:2, coach.
Amen. Help me out.
Isaiah 3:2.
Jared's getting it. Isaiah 3:2. The mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet and the prudent and the ancient. Is that it?
I'm sorry, 3:12.
3:12. As for my people, children are the oppressors, and the women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee, cause thee to err and destroy the way of my path. Do you guys understand? I have two beautiful daughters. One lives right up the hill. One played softball at Hillsdale College, very, very competitive softball. Another played softball at Marietta College, very, very competitive. High level Division III softball, very, very good. Both of them very, very good. And not a one of them could have played on the boys' baseball team. Not a one of them could. And I wouldn't have wanted them to because they had girls' softball. But let me ask you something. Why don't we see boys trying to play girls' softball? Why don't we see it? Why can't we see that this is all one way designed to tear down everything masculine? And if your 15-year-old son, imagine this one. Your 15-year-old son has to go out on a wrestling mat and wrestle a girl, and the girl beats him. You have any idea what that does to him? Huh? And what happens if the guy goes out and pins the girl? Well, picking on girls, huh, dude? You think you're tough because you can beat a girl? Do we see the deception going on here? See, I'm not talking about political power. I'm talking about the fact that they are trying to, they've taken over the Boy Scouts, for heaven's sake. Do you see boys getting in the Girl Scouts? Do we see that? Why is all of this equality one way?
Hey, coach, we have seen boys getting into women's tennis.
We've seen boys in women's tennis? Are you talking about
Serena?
Serena, yeah.
Venus.
what it is? Behind that, 1978.
If it was real equality, women sports would not exist. You understand that, fellas? If it was real equality, women sports would not exist. Now, I'm a Neanderthal. When they started having girl sports, and I'm glad they have girl sports, it gave my two athletic daughters the chance to function as athletes and learn the ups and downs of of winning and losing and struggling and lifting weights and getting stronger and striving to be better. I get it. I get it. I get it. Thank God they brought at women's sports. But when we get to the point where they try to tell us that a woman is equal to a man, we ought to laugh and say that is crazy. But if they're going to continue to force us to believe that men and women are equal, then as men, we ought to rise up and say, okay then, okay, no special things for women. They compete with the men. They play on the man's football team. They play on the men's basketball team. Ain't no two sports here. Ain't no women's sports.
Right. Well, listen, men are men and women are women. It's ridiculous to try to make the two equal. It's not right. Men compliment women. Women compliment men. They don't supplement each other.
Well, but Vinny, you're saying the obvious. You're saying the obvious. Why are we ignoring the obvious? That's my question. Somebody come in and help. Help me out, Chad. And see, I get mad all the time. I get mad all the time because out here in the country where I live, if somebody's breaking into my house and I call 911, I want some big fat guy with a donut in his hand and a gun to show up. I don't want some 130-pound woman to come to my house. Now, is that sexist? He has a gun. She can probably shoot it. She can probably do the job. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to feel a lot more comfortable if some big burly guy with a gun shows up. Is that sexist? Does anybody think that's sexist or is that common sense? Come on, right-wing watch. They're writing right now about me. Right now, they're Kyle Mount or whatever his name is. He's writing right now, getting ready to prepare me to be some type of misogynist. It's common sense. If the ball game's on the line, like the Cleveland Browns won last night. How about that first time in however? Cleveland Browns win last night. Their starting quarterback goes down, and everybody in Cleveland's holding their breath. Oh, Baker Mayfield's going to come in. Oh, well, what if they'd have brought in Mary Mayfield? Would that have been the same? Of course not. Why? Because men are men and women are women. How long are we going to allow this foolishness to continue? Because it's all about the destruction of men. It's not about the elevation of women. It is not about the elevation of women. It's about the destruction of men. It's not about elevating women. A woman will never be in the NBA. It's about bringing the NBA down to where women can compete. It's the dumbing down.
Right. It's common core. It's common core for sports.
Hey, Coach, here, connect these spiritual dots. You remember the Battle of the Sexes, the big tennis match?
That's right.
Billie Jean, do you remember what year that was?
That was Bobby Riggs, Billie Jean. Of course, Bobby Riggs was Billie Jean.
55.
She was at the peak of her career, and Bobby Riggs was like 60 or 58 or something like that, right?
Yep, 1973, Battle of the Sexes, Roe versus Wade.
See what it should. Here's what it should have been. It should have been Billie Jean King against John McEnroe, right? If we're really talking about the battle of sex, not Billie Jean King against some old worn out man. That ain't the battle of the sexes. It's all about taking superior men athletically and bringing them down.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening everywhere we look.
Same year as Roe versus Wade, though, Coach.
No, it looks okay. Looks good.
I want to hear some woman weigh in here. Some woman weigh in here and defend me, will you please? Some woman. Listen, you know what? You know what? I call him like I see him.
Coach? Hi, Coach. It's Tanya.
Hang on, Tanya. I call him like I see him. You can say anything you want to. I'm just calling him the way I see him. And I'm going to tell you this. I see him the same way a lot of other people see it, all right? But most people just aren't going to say it. Come on in, Tanya.
I agree with you. And, you know, when I mention this to people, even women, they look at me like I have two heads. You know, especially in high school when I, when one of my friends wanted to form a football team and they thought I was sexist because I said, well, you know, girls just don't play football against boys. That's, you know, they're stronger than us. And they basically thought I was like sexist. But yeah. It's true. It's a fact. You can't change the truth. You know, and I tell my son quite honestly, and I'm going to be straight with this. I said, if a girl, you know, punches you, because he was bullied at school with a girl. I said, listen, if she punches you again, you punch her back. I don't care how it is. If she's willing to dish it out, she better take it. You know, so if you don't like it, you know, so what? but I agree with you, Coach. So
let me take this another direction. domestic violence. Remember what happened here in Ohio State with Urban Meyer and domestic violence. And I said, listen, I keep asking, takes two to tango. My mom told me when I was being raised, my mom told me, honey, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never harm you. And that was a lie, Mom. That was a lie. And you know what makes men strike back at women? Domestic violence. You should never hit a woman. You should never hit a woman. I'm going to say it again. You should never hit a woman. Why? Because she's the weaker sex. There, I said it. You should never hit a woman because she's the weaker sex. Yet she can lambaste you and slice you up with her tongue. She can call you all kinds of names and belittle you. And I'm going to tell you right now, there are men watching this show right now who have lost their confidence and have lost their spunkiness and have lost their masculinity because they've been browbeaten by women. Words are weapons, right? Boy, I'm making people nervous. Listen, we better wake up and understand what's going on. See, it's domestic violence. If I grab my wife and restrain her, she gets a bruise, but it's not domestic violence. If she says words that hurt me deeply, she talks about what a horrible husband I am, what a lousy provider I am, and people in the community, they think that you're a fool, and that's just as damaging, more damaging than somebody popping me in the eye. It takes two to tango. Folks, listen, everything that we see going on right now is unbalanced, and it is designed to destroy manhood. It's designed to destroy manhood. Can't we see that? Hey, how about this one? How about this one?
Oh.
It's every stinking where you look, all right? How about this one?
No.
Miss America pageants.
Stop it.
They're taking away the swimsuit competition. Did you see that? No more swimsuit competition. Why? Why? Because they don't want to be sex objects, right? Yeah. Hey, so you know what I think? I think you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get myself in shape, and I'm going to go compete in the Miss Grandma bodybuilding contest. I'm going to be a man, and I'm going to go win the Miss America contest. Why can't I do that? Why can't I do that?
Coach.
Why don't we want to invade the woman bailiwick? Go ahead. Somebody come in.
Hey, Coach. Hey, let me jump in here.
Come on.
Coach. Hey, it's Bobby Lee. I walked into a boxing gym the other day, and it's run by a woman. And it's a masculine-looking gym. And I asked her why she doesn't have any male trainers. And she says, because they're effing lazy. There's really something wrong with the modern day American male. We already know that. But she went on to say that, you know, these guys, sometimes pro fighters will come in there. There's something about the men in the boxing and the kickboxing and the MMA. And they all think they're going to be pro fighters, but they really don't want to stay for the long term and do the work that's necessary. But she readily admitted she can't hold the pads for a 230 pound man that's trying to wail on the pads.
That's right.
The women's faces are getting busted in the ring, but you can't sit there and post up holding the pads. I don't understand what's so hard to understand about this with the leftists when it's readily admitted by the woman that's running the freaking boxing gym.
Yeah, well,
they're not the ones going in the ring, see, Bobby. They're the ones that are doing that are not the ones going into the ring and getting punished.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. It's one thing to watch a boxing or an MMA fight on a TV screen. It's fantasy land. It's literally fantasy land until you're standing there getting hit on the football field or taking the glove to the face or holding the pads. Then it becomes real. And this is what the leftists can't understand.
So why aren't there any women in the NFL? Can somebody just give me an honest answer? Why are there no women in the NFL?
Because they kicked Kaepernick out.
Pardon me?
Because they kicked Kaepernick out.
Hey, coach.
Hang on a minute. We got to make. Listen, I got to make this point. Why are there no women in the NFL?
They're not fast enough. They're not strong enough.
Right.
They can't compete. They can't compete. Right. Hey, Chad. And the only way some women make it through the Marines is they lower the standards of what women have to do. Yes or no? Somebody tell me yes or no. Right. And so they want to say that a man and a woman, hey, Jared, a man and a woman are equal as Marines, even though the woman can't do what the man has to do. Is that true, Jared?
Correct. They have different PT standards. They're separate for the same score.
Why would that be, Jared? Why would that possibly be?
I made the same argument when I was in the military. And to make this a little bit more real, too, more than sports, a buddy of mine, we were talking about this, and he said, you know, there have been 900 million deaths in recorded history in war, and all wars have been fought by men. And he said, you know, there's been 1.2 billion deaths from abortion in 30 years. So that's what happens when you let off the reins of emotional decision making. You kill your own children more than all historical wars combined.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Jared. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. I was a football coach, okay? I know what it's like. I wouldn't mind if my own daughters came to practice and did the workout and did all that stuff through. But I'm going to tell you something. I would never put my daughter out on a football field to get run over by her classmate. I would never do that to her. I'd love her too much. I would never do that to her, right? Yeah, we continue to do it all the time. Why do we continue to do it? I'm telling you, we think we elevate women, but we lower the standard for men. Somebody tried to get in and I walked on them. I'm sorry. Come back in. Who did I cut off? Somebody was talking. I said, wait a minute, I got to get this point.
Hey, coach, yes. That's why they won't fight on that argument, because they can't win on the argument that women are the weaker sex.
So why don't we make men fight on that argument?
We should. We absolutely should.
Why don't we make them fight on that argument?
Because it's about the front hole and the back hole, right? I mean, men want the front hole and the back hole, and so we don't say no.
That's right.
Well, I think a better way of saying it, Jared, is it's romantically controlled. Okay, the guys are afraid to upset their household. They're afraid to leave the toilet seat up or whatever down or whatever. You know, we just have to realize that, look, it's a partnership. Okay, but the Lord holds the man accountable for the family.
So Chad, he has to be able folks, to run. Here's what I'm asking. I'm asking why we, okay, those of us right here in this queue, why do we allow this lie to continue to be perpetuated? That men and women are equal. Now remember, this goes back also to the civil rights movement, right? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Now, nobody denies that we were all created equal. Nobody denies that. Equal in the eyes of God, equal in opportunity, but equality does not give you the right to be something that you are not equal to. Affirmative action was not righteous. It was not, because affirmative action gives some, you're trying to right a past wrong to somebody that wasn't wronged. If I was kept out of college because of affirmative act, let's say I'm a black guy, and in 1975, I can't get into a university because I'm black. You cannot all of a sudden let my grandson in to right that wrong. It doesn't right that wrong. And we've become convinced that it has. You cannot make women stronger by lowering the standard of men. You can't do that. Why do we continue to allow them to play this game on? That's all that's going on. It's like I said yesterday, this Professor Ford, would you like to do it? She said, okay, all right, let's do a little bit of sexual research into her background. Anybody want to do that? Anybody want to open themselves up to that? No, but she can make an accusation about Kavanaugh. Remember, words, accusations, far more damaging to Brett Kavanaugh than her kicking him in between the legs. Far more damaging than that. But yet we don't look at it the same way. She deserves to be believed. Really. Wake up. See what's going on.
Oh, I don't know how I got on this, but I'm glad I'm on it. Somebody, come on. Karen, what do you think? Karen, you always got a great wisdom and a great perspective. What am I missing here, Karen?
Well, truthfully, Coach, the only thing I could say would be crass in this sports issue, and a lot of women aren't going to like it, but my opinion would be that the men have the wrong perspective, because here's what they should do. If the women are saying that they're equal with the men, then go into the locker room, drop your pants, and when you get the God-given equipment that a man has, you can play the stinking game.
Thank you, Karen.
Amen.
Karen, huh? Oh, my goodness. See, we handicap women. We give them, you don't have to do as many push-ups. Hey, Jared. Why doesn't a woman have to do as many push-ups as a man to be a Marine? Help me with that, Jared. Why does a woman not have to be able to carry the same amount of weight up a ladder to be a fireman? Jared, can somebody explain that to me?
Because they can't, Coach.
Because they can't do it. They can't do it, right?
Because men don't want women to fail.
What do you mean, Mark?
Adam didn't want Eve to be unhappy. He let her eat the apple.
No.
Men let women do this stuff. Men choose to.
There you go.
From the beginning.
Oh. Boy. Bingo. Mic drop. Because we bought into this, right? See, the idea that I would tell my daughter that she is equal athletically to a man would be a lie. She knows better. My daughter knows better. She knows it's not true. She knows she couldn't even compete on her brother's team, let alone on a major college. She knows that, right? She couldn't do it. Venus Williams could not win the men's. She wouldn't finish in the top 20 in a men's thing. And by the way, why is there women's tennis?
Why aren't men
playing women's tennis?
When push comes to shove and your daughter has her heart set on something that you know is a man's thing, you as a father.
Yeah, I hear it. Keep coming.
At a point, you come to a point where you realize her resolve and you back off as a father.
That's right. That's right.
But if you raise them right, they won't want to do that. Coach, I mean, why do we put up with this stuff? Not all of us do.
I know, that's right.
Not all of us put up with it. Okay, I mean, fortunately, I was out of the Army. I was an officer in the Army. I was out of the Army before all this nonsense started, or my career would have been ended. Okay? Mm. And in business, I was at a high enough level when all this nonsense started, okay, that I didn't have to put up with that kind of stuff. Okay? There were certain things that women can do, because when work is not physical, when they're lawyers, accountants,
that's right,
clerical workers,
right,
the
right.
Stuff in the office, that is something they can do. But I never had to face, you know, a woman being a iron worker, okay, where she's walking the high iron, okay,
that's right.
Putting other people at risk. But no, not all of us go along with this crap.
Well, I'd like to hear from some of the women, because I'm going to tell you this. This is me. You're allowed to believe whatever you want to, okay? I would never, ever, ever, talking about me, want my daughters to be in the military. Never, ever. I wouldn't want them. Well, see, we're in the military now because we're hoping that they're going to have to do non-combat jobs, right? We want them to get in there so they get the same advantages as men, education and experience, right? But listen, the Army and the Navy, the Air Force and Marines, it's about killing people. It's about taking guns down and killing people, and I don't think women are supposed to be doing it. And so I would have done everything that I could have to dissuade either one of my daughters from going into the military. Am I a Neanderthal for that?
No. Hey, Coach.
Yeah, George.
In my opinion, it takes a strong man to fight against them, because it's like in my marriage when my wife and I, we agree on most things most of the time, but when we don't, and it's a major issue, then I have to make a decision whether she's agree with me or not. And I vote men have to start getting a backbone and realize no matter what society's dictating, the man needs to step up and do the right thing. No matter what, even like Jared said, if sex is being used against them, you know what? Be stronger than that. You can still overcome that. That's not a deal breaker. But men have got to get a backbone if we're going to take this country back.
Are there any women right now who think I'm missing it? I'm not looking for an argument. But we got almost 50 people in there. There has to be a woman who can enlighten me to something that I'm missing here.
Well, Dave,
I'm being honest. Yeah, Rog.
Yeah, but aren't godly women better equipped to understand, and don't they better understand the roles? I think the women on the huddle probably have a foundation that is at least scripturally based that shows where the male role is and where the female role is and why God designed it that way.
So, Roger, that's why I'm saying it's a Jezebel spirit. It's a spiritual issue, folks.
Yes.
This is a demonic spiritual influence that's happening to us that we can't even look at this with common sense and say, hey, sorry, women can't do this. Sorry, you can't do it. We love you. We honor you. You can't do that. This isn't for women. Is there some woman? Somebody come in and help me?
Hey, Coach, real quick, Coach. Think about
this. George, quit being so bossy and let a woman come in.
Hey, real quick. Spirit in our country, it's Hillary Clinton, right? And you probably had half the men and half the women vote for her. What does that tell you about our society?
That does tell you. What does that tell you? Let a woman come on in.
My thing, Coach, this is Tanya. My thing is, how about the women who believe, like I used to believe that I was strong like a man because that's how I was raised. I mean, I'm a black belt. I shoot guns. I always thought that I could take over a man until I met my husband 12 years ago. And I said, yeah, I can take you down, blah, 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 blah. And he's so great and him wonderful that he is, you know, he actually took me down, but in a gentle way and said, you know, you're not that strong. You still are. You are a woman, you know. And that was a reality. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not as strong as society told me I was, not as strong as my dad told me I was. I had this misconception that I could do anything that a man can do, you know.
Strong delusion, they believe a lie. So, Tanya, you may have been a black belt against other women, but if you run into a black belt man, your butt's in trouble.
It was, yes. My cousin and I used to spar all the time, and he was smaller than me and younger than me, but he could always take me down every time.
So why do we allow this lie to continue to be perpetuated to our children? Why do we allow this? Another woman, come on in. I know there's another one out there. Want to hear from some of you women out there. Come on, Portia. Come on, some of you women. Now's your time.
Hey, Coach.
Come on, Penny.
Coach, it's Gail.
Hey, Gail.
Hey. My oldest daughter, 38 now, was asked to be the kicker on the boys' football team, the football team in high school, because she could kick better than the guy. She was a soccer player. However, the boys wanted her to kick for them. But the coach, thank God, stood up and said, no, she'll get hurt out on the field.
Amen. He loved her enough to tell her the truth, right?
Exactly. Exactly. But that's so perpetuated in everything for women right now, and they'll be hurt.
Gail, how about this? There's no doubt your daughter was good enough to kick on the field. On that team, she was good enough to do it. But Gail, she wasn't as good as a good boy would have been. There's no way that she would have been, right? No way.
She could have kicked the ball when there was no team on the field.
Right.
But get out there and compete, and she would have been hurt.
Amen.
Well, and you know, Dave, and you got to know that if the other team brings a girl out there to kick, like on a kickoff, let's say. Okay, so in the middle of the play while everybody's watching that guy return the kick, here comes somebody who's going to lay her ass out on purpose and think it's so funny. They're going to think it's so funny and just going to ruin her.
Exactly.
Ruin her. So, I mean, you're but right, Gail.
Not only that, when that guy picks out Gail's daughter and blindsides her and knocks her down and bloodies her nose, everybody else is going to be talking about how that was a cheap shot. He shouldn't have done that to a girl. Yes what? Or no? Yes or no?
That's Chad. Right. It's absolutely right. And then
I mean,
going to cause a big fight on
the team. That's right.
I would be that guy. I'm telling you right now, I would be that guy. If a girl wants to play in a men's universe, I will crush you. I'm just telling you. Maybe that's not nice, but...
No, it is. It is okay to be that way because, you know, I come from... My children wrestled. My boys wrestled. And when it came to the point where other schools started letting their daughters come out, they would just... Their team decided they were going to take them out as soon as possible to be done with it.
Jody, what could your son, Jody, possibly ever gain by pinning a girl?
And they would jump up off the mat. They would immediately pin these girls just to be done with it. And then they would run into the locker room because often it was they had to wrestle them or they had to forfeit. And if they forfeited, then that would ruin their high school career and they wouldn't be able to go on to the next level.
And so everybody watching that wrestling match knew
it was that horrible. Guy
better pin that girl. And if he doesn't, he's humiliated.
So
women coming into men's sports is designed for one thing only, and that is to lower the self-esteem and confidence of a man. That's the only reason.
It's true. And I've seen it more than one occasion. It was heartbreaking. So I not just the fathers, how could the fathers allow their daughters to go out there on a mat when they're in high school and they have womanly body parts and these boys are out there groping them in that arena.
Yeah, can you imagine somebody putting their hand between your mother's crotch? I'm just telling. Now, hang on a minute.
I hear you, Coach.
Okay, somebody help me out here, okay? I want to hear from a man. No, he's not going to say it. Hey, any of you men out there, you've been domestically abused by a woman with her tongue? Huh?
Oh.
Can anybody say amen on that one?
Amen.
Amen.
Dave?
You've been put down and embarrassed and belittled by a woman to the point that you wanted to hit her in the mouth, but you couldn't. You couldn't hit her in the mouth because your parents had trained you, you don't hit women. And the women just belittle you and belittle you and belittle you, and you're supposed to take it. That's domestic abuse right there, fella.
And I'll tell Dave.
Yeah.
You stand, I'll have clients sometimes where they'll start getting out of control. I'll say, when you stand up, they get worse. They get worse.
Mm.
You start, you let them kind of go on a little bit. Then you say, enough's enough. They're on the phone and it's mommy paying the bill for the son or the daughter or whatever. And she, and you stand up, and say, ma'am, that's enough. We're not talking that way. And, oh my goodness, they go crazy even worse.
As you guys know, I go to the abortion clinics and a lot of George goes to the abortion clinics. Others here go to the abortion clinics. Do you have any idea the things those women say? You have any idea what they say to me? And I'm not allowed to, I guess I'm allowed to yell back. I suppose I'm allowed to do that. But they only do that because they know that they're going to get away with it. How many times does that happen in a marriage behind closed doors? If the man loses control of himself, loses his temper, and strikes out, he's the one arrested. You want me to believe that this guy at Ohio State University, his wife wasn't egging him on and calling him things and talking about the size of his equipment? Are you kidding me? Emasculating him, and he's supposed to take it? But it's everywhere we look, isn't it? It's okay. Because why? Can't. Women are equal, except they're the weaker sex when you exert your real strength. Boy, this could be said. Yeah, go ahead.
It's right. It's respect. It's when a woman has no respect for a man. And then in the instance of a woman playing on the football field, when the collective women have no respect for the collective men, it's the obligation of the men. It's like, listen, I don't want to hurt you, but guess mm-hmm. what? You are now invading one-on-one. It's okay. I would gently let you down. But now you're invading into the principality and power, the area of men in general, and I am going to crush this dissent. Mm. That's how I look at it.
You do understand this. It's not the elevation of women. It's the emasculation of men. That's what's going on. Men are not invading women's places. Yes.
Coach, you know, I still appreciate my father-in-law because my wife's told me stories when she was younger. He would not let her dress provocatively. And you know what? It starts with the training at home, I believe. Just like it does with men, to learn how to be a man, your dad needs to start teaching it from a young age. Well, it's the same with a woman and women. And, you know, we're not seeing that at large in our society. But today, I don't fight a lot of this stuff we're talking about with my wife because I have a godly woman who understands her role. And I praise God for that.
Amen. Amen. You know, Dale Socia put here in the commentary, can you imagine Brett Kavanaugh going before the Senate and saying what Hillary said? What difference does that make now? At this point, what difference does it make? Can you imagine? Imagine him getting away with that? Huh? Folks.
Oh, he wouldn't get away with it, Coach. They would scathe him. But Hillary Clinton can say it, and it's crickets. Yeah.
What difference does it make? At this point, what difference does it make? So, Coach, bring this back together. Folks, listen. This is demonic. Yeah. This is demonic. The destruction of the American male in particular. The effeminization of the American male is demonic. This is not just social. No. It is demonic. You know this. And I know this, that the feminist spirit rules in academia. It rules in academia. You go to universities, the men at the universities, if there are any masculine men left at the universities, which I don't know if there are any, the idea that they would be in any way superior to a woman, that's why they hate football coaches. That's why the women at the universities hate football and hate football coaches, because that represents everything that the woman cannot attain to. They could take Ohio State University football and turn it into a women's only football and nobody would come and watch it. And they know it. They know it. So therefore, they have to try to infiltrate every area of male dominance and not elevate women, but bring down men. Boy, it's everywhere. It's everywhere I look. Yes.
Well, you know, in the university example, if they do that, then all these professors that are against the football team will see how it works with when they go away, that you don't have your engineering building, don't have your science building, don't have your other things because the football team makes a lot of money for the university.
That's right, buddy. That is right.
So let them do it, and they'll see how that university is in about 5 years.
That's right. Got it.
Coach.
Yes.
There's one thing you really haven't talked very much about or at all, and that's the decisions in the home. You don't see the man making these decisions anymore, not in the families that I was raised in.
Well, Lindell, that's because we've been emasculated, right? I can tell you the number of times in my house when I was growing up that I would ask my dad something. He would say, go ask your mom. I can't tell you the number of times. My wife fell asleep last night. She's got a little tablet. As I'm falling asleep, she's watching Father Knows Best. And I'm listening. She's watching it on her tablet. And I'm listening. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? They actually said that 50 years ago. Father knows best, right? Because he did, didn't he? He did, because father was the head of the house. So the assault that we're seeing is not only on masculinity, but Christian masculinity. And yeah. I want to ask you this. I watched a little bit of the Browns last night. What percentage of the NFL is black? That's a whole different story. What percentage of the NFL or the NBA is black? Does a white guy have a chance at all playing in the NBA? Any chance at all? And why isn't the NBA forced to balance themselves racially? How come only shouldn't 12% of the players be black? Shouldn't 12% be Hispanic? Why is it only in athletics?
Because at that point, it's all about money.
Yeah.
It's all about money. It's all about money. Wow, man. Wasn't very spiritual here today. Sorry,
Dave,
about
that. I'll tell you why. Because, see, the federal government supplements police agencies and other agencies out there for hiring women, minorities, and all those other things, while the NBA does not.
They don't. That's right. That's right. So as we wind up this weekend, on Friday, trouble breaks out. If somebody shows up my house and I phone somebody, I hope it's some big old cop with a Dunkin' Donuts cup in his hand and a gun that shows up. Don't send me some 120-pound woman. Don't send it to me. Don't send it to me. Because men and women, although they are equal, are not the same. God bless you. See you tomorrow or Monday.